welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hey everybody!
How you doing?
Not too bad. Had a nice, good session of D&D today.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I love having the mat now, the draw on mat.
Right?
It's so much easier and so much more involved.
Yeah, I'm also thinking we need to either build like the stands or.
It shouldn't be that hard. Well, it shouldn't be that hard. I've got pieces out in the garage where I can, you know, build them up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just have to see what we do.
Well, like the one that I don't know if the same ones you saw, but the ones I saw, they like kind of connect, and then you just like screw on the legs underneath.
Yep. And then it's got the play field underneath, or the play field above, and then your cards and stuff underneath.
I mean, we need something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially now with
four people again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. It was great.
It was fantastic.
Today was fun.
Yep. Excuse me.
So
today we're covering Murder Falcon.
Oh man, guys, don't normally tell you to do this, but put a pause on this episode right now and go read this book. I found this at the beginning of the year. I was just looking through my Hoopla app and came across it. I needed something to read because it was in our lull of, I think we were putting out the extra episodes, and so I had time to actually read extra things.
Like all of our bloopers and shit like that.
So I had time to actually read other stuff. So I found this one. It was so freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Like
burnt through this in half an hour. So
yeah,
I mean,
we normally give our reviews at the end, but go read this book. This book is amazing. Pause this episode or these episodes. Do not listen to them until you read the book. I mean, that's my recommendation. You can listen if you want. And then
you can
decide.
Still hear what we have to say, but you will definitely. I assume you would appreciate reading this because it's got a great, like it just kind of carries you all the way through it. Like,
it's amazing. I know in the trade, because obviously once I read it on Hoopla, I'm like, I have to buy this, so I went and found it and bought it. The trade, it's so smooth.
Yeah,
it doesn't break up the issues. It's all kind of together.
Yeah, it goes all the straight through. Like, you don't have the page breaks or anything for the.
For each
issue. The covers and stuff, yeah.
Which the covers, I mean, the covers are in the back, and the covers are amazing.
Yeah.
But, just go read this book, guys. Like, it's amazing. But I mean, I'll give my normal, what I normally do here real quick. So, probably shut
it. Now it's time for the information.
Yes. Like Ron said, we're doing Murder Falcon, issues 1-8. They were published in 2018 into 2019 by Image Comics. The writer and artist is Daniel Warren Johnson. The colors were done by Mike Spicer, and the letters were done by Russ Wooten.
Wooten?
Wooten. Wooten? I don't know.
Wooten?
Wooten. So here we go with Murder Falcon.
Yeah. All right, so we open up on this monster tearing up, looks like, downtown of some city. You got a cop running away from it, people running away from it. They've got a tank that's firing on it, but it just eats the tank like, you know, a dog will eat a Roomba.
Yep.
it's chaos. And this van pulls up, and we're talking like the 80s A-Team style van, except, you know, it's not painted like that.
It's like it's 80s roadie van, almost.
You expect the band to step out of it.
Yeah, there we go, yeah.
And not like you're, you know, like big bands. We're talking like, you know, you're going from their garage to a gig band type.
Just like
of band.
A dive bar band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And out of this van steps this, he's kind of a chunky dude with long flowing blonde hair and a guitar case strapped to his back. And this cop that was running away, this was fucking hilarious because he's like, who are you? And he just steps out. He's like, me? I'm Jake, and that's it.
It's gonna eat my baby.
Yeah, and then so the monster's getting ready to attack this lady and her baby, and Jake calls it out, and then he whoops out his guitar, straps it on, and starts blaring some metal riffs,
mm-hmm.
which summon Murder Falcon, which...
Murph, I think is what he calls him throughout the rest of the book. But it's just Falcon that looks like human proportions.
It's a dude human Falcon with a fucking robotic, like...
giant metal right arm. It's amazing!
Yeah.
And Jake is still just, you know, like, hammering away as a guitar the entire time.
So, while Jake is basically powering up Murder Falcon with his music, Murder Falcon just wastes this massive monster, like...
I love it. Better watch out, monster. Metal will destroy all evil! Like, this is amazing.
And we get a kickback to 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And you've got Jake sitting on a bench waiting for a bus. This guy named Johan stops by. And
Johan used to be part of his band. They used to be bandmates together.
Yeah. And, you know, he's like, oh, you know, what happened to the Dragon Wagon? He's like, oh, it's in the shop, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, you know, let me give you a ride. And there's a little panel of him remembering him smashing. It's Jake smashing his guitar against an amp.
Jake basically was like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to ride. And Johan's like, come
he
on,
talks
man.
Him into it. He's like, come on, dude. It's just a ride into town.
It's
you
been
know?
A year.
Yeah. And you know, Jake says like, you know, I haven't touched a guitar since, you know.
Yeah, because Johan, you know, keeps asking him if he wants to.
He's
play
playing. You want to come play? You know, whatever.
We don't know. He says you haven't touched a guitar since. We don't know what's going on. Jake is holding a portfolio. We don't know what's in there
yet.
Yet,
actually, we don't even find out until
we get an idea.
Yeah, but so Johan drops him off, and his house, I guess.
I think it's a duplex. I don't know if that's actually his, because
his place
of residence. Yeah. You go with that.
Which is right beside a place called Nate's Music Repair.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate, the owner, steps out and, you know, talking to Jake. And he is talking about how he, you know, destroyed his guitar and it's beyond saving. And Nate offers to buy him dinner. And he's like, well, I mean, if you're buying. So they go out to... it's just called the 24-hour diner. Real original.
I mean,
and you got Flo the waitress. No.
No, Peggy. Peggy the waitress.
That's right. But Peggy is this tatted up granny looking lady that's like, Jake, you know, when are you guys going to release some new music from the band? What the hell is their band called? Bruticus?
Yep.
And he's like, oh, you know, it's
is an amazing name, by the way.
Yeah. He's like, it's kind of, you know, nothing's really in the works right now. And she's like, oh, that's a shame. He goes back home into his, I guess you're right, it is a duplex looking apartment.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure he lives upstairs.
Yeah.
So.
And he throws keys down. He gets inside and he looks at his guitar, which is snapped at the neck right above the.
I can't remember what that is. That the base of the guitar? What's the
basically the.
I can't. For you, guitar.
The axe head of the guitar, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, I know of like at least three people who listen to us who are avid metalheads.
Well, we are not avid musicians.
We are not.
We have no idea what the fuck parts of the guitar are. There are strings. There's a neck.
And, I do know neck. I do know that part.
And the strings, I hope.
Well, yeah.
Anyways.
That's about it.
Yeah. Breaks right where the neck attaches to the base of the main part of the guitar.
Yeah.
And as he's staring at it, he hears this growling noise, turns around, and there's this arachnid-esque monster coming at him.
It's like a giant, I would say probably 5 feet tall, maybe 8 feet wide.
Yeah. Bug-looking monster thing. If anybody's ever played The Witcher, it looks kind of like the bug monsters that you fight on there.
Okay.
I can't think what the fuck their name is anymore either. But so he... he falls backwards into his musical equipment while he's trying to get away from it. Excuse me. And he grabs his guitar, and when he grabs the neck part of the guitar, and when he picks it up, it magically repairs itself. And as soon as that happens, he's like, my guitar has been, and then Murder Falcon shows up and he's like transformed, and he's just standing there in all of his awesomeness with his Rambo bandana whipping in the wind,
with his cargo pants and giant pockets,
with motherfucker on his that's Murder Falcon. Never
mind. Murder Falcon, his belt buckle.
I still think motherfucker sounds better, but
it definitely works.
But Jake's, who the heck are you? And he's like, my name is Murder Falcon. And then he starts fighting with the
the monster attacks him.
Yeah.
And he can barely hold his own right now.
Yeah. And he's like, quick, Jake, play something. He's like, play what? He's like, it doesn't matter. Play the guitar. So he, Jake like freezes up and he's like, and then it goes back and it shows somebody in a hospital bed with an IV drip.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it shows this female.
Oh yeah, I guess we don't know.
We don't know her name yet. But
and she's like, "I love your playing," and then it snaps back to the present, and Murder Falcon's like, "Play the guitar, play anything." So he plays like,
I think as soon as he
plucks one string.
Yeah.
And then Murder Falcon's like, "Yeah," and he grabs a hold of the bug and he's like, "Keep playing." So he starts belting out some chords. And just Murder Falcon just beats the fuck out of this thing. And the whole time this is going on, he's like, yes, the power of metal, it fuels me. And then he kicks the fucking head off of this monster.
It's awesome.
It's badass. It's very, you don't get quite the feel of it without seeing the panels.
I also love that in the back behind it, how it's like, bam,
the blur.
Wow.
Yeah.
This says after he kicks it, decapitated. Guys, this thing is amazing. So, you need to read it.
So this is one thing, though. After this, there's all this, bug goop all over his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be the part where I'd be like, aw.
Like, now I have to clean this up? Like, crap.
How much music did I have to play for you to clean this up?
Like, do you do housekeeping as well? Like,
but Murder Falcon basically explains to him what's going on, why his power is what it is. Explains about there's this rift.
Well, he talks about I was told in the heavy that you're playing with.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the heavy.
Yeah,
yeah,
the heavy is where he comes from.
Yes.
He's like, together with power of rock, we might be able to fix the tear that haunts all humans.
Yeah. And so he's talking about this rift that's between our world and this
another dimension.
Yeah, it's like this. It's what Magnum Chaos, I think, is the guy that runs its name.
Yep.
And how he just, all he wants to do is take everything over and destroy it, suck all the life out of it. Basically,
he now has the fuel he needs to power this passageway to bring these monsters, the Veldar, to your planet, and in order to enslave all of humanity.
And it's he feeds off of anxiety, cruelty, and anything negative, basically.
Yep.
And basically, Murder Falcon's like, the only thing that can save us is music. And Jake's like, wait, you kill monsters with music?
I mean, you just watched it happen, Jake.
Yeah.
Come on.
But,
I get it. It's
like the zombie thing, They don't believe in zombies even after somebody's biting their face off.
Yeah, exactly.
This can't be happening. But then Murder Falcon's talking about the guitar that Jake has, and he's like, there's no mistake that instrument is here, and it's talking about how it's a magical instrument that, is linked directly to the heavy, mm-hmm. and how that's how Murder Falcon manifests here,
yes.
basically, is the connection with the instrument. And then it goes back to where we started off, where he was fighting the monster.
The giant creature.
Yeah, the massive creature. And
if you guys remember Doom, the movie Doom, I haven't played Doom in forever, so I can't recall. But, the creatures from there, the movie. The one I'm thinking of is the one that was in the wheelchair. Do you remember the guy in the wheelchair? I do.
I haven't seen the movie Doom in,
it's been a long time.
Remember when it came out?
Yeah. That's not when you saw it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we'll get there eventually with Rundown Review after some time.
If you've ever played Fallout, it looks like the mole rats, except
there you go,
except like the size of a tank. Well, bigger
oh
than
no
a tank.
Bigger than a tank. I would say the size of like a blimp or something.
Yeah, it's a massive mole rat basically. But so it goes back to them fighting that, and Murder Falcon's just like, play Jake, just like we practiced. So like Jake's, you know, just fucking wailing on this guitar, and Murder Falcon is using all these, you know, special moves, which I love how he calls out all of his moves. It's like watching an anime.
Yeah, literally.
And he splorts the head off of this thing. So it says in the back.
Yeah, I know.
The splort. And so, you know, they fight it. The lady's like, oh, thank you for saving me. And Jake's like, so what now? And Murder Falcon says, beer.
I love it. So, yeah. So they go and, like, go sit on a cliff. Take the van to this cliff.
Rocking out to Bruticus's music.
Yep.
And drinking some beers.
No, this one wasn't Bruticus at first.
Oh.
I can't remember exactly who this was. But then they're just listening to the radio, and Bruticus, I believe, comes on. And Jake is having, like, memories flash.
Flashbacks to,
like, him with the
marrying
girl.
His...
It's Anne. Yeah. We know it's Anne. We'll let you know now. That's not really a spoiler.
It's his wife. And yeah.
It's him, them meeting, then them marrying, and then them at the doctor, and them getting some bad news.
Yeah.
So you can kind of put two and two together. What's going on? It's not good. But yeah.
So then we go to the pan out of the view from looking at Jake and Murder Falcon to looking at what they're looking at.
Yep.
And there's this even bigger monster just sitting in the harbor.
This one is definitely kaiju level.
Yeah.
Godzilla level, for those who don't know what kaiju is.
And it looks like a spider on top of a spider.
I was thinking more of a, like, a crab on top of a
bigger spider. Yeah. Anyways, it's a bunch of arachnids piled on top of each other.
Yes.
It's three kids in a trench coat.
Yep.
But Murder Falcon's like, how long's that been there? Jake's like, I don't know. It hasn't moved in a while, though. It just kind of sits there.
Yeah, the big thing is that this world that we are in seems to be, they've been
getting attacked by these monsters long enough, yeah, to where it's just a normalish thing.
Correct. So that's, I think that is a big thing we should mention, because
because it's kind of fucked up. I mean, yeah, but it's the norm.
Exactly. I mean, and especially with cops trying to do their best to stop these things but not having any effect. And then you get, like, you know, this musician who runs up and quickly with some music tears it apart. Anyways,
so they're sitting there, they're talking back and forth, and Jake's, you know, doubting himself, and he's like, you know, he's like, I'm not even sure if I can do this. And he's like, you know, how am I supposed to help people when I'm so messed up? And Murder Falcon, you know, slams his beard, and he's like, you just gotta do what you've always done best, shred the guitar. And he's like, will you help me, Jake? Will you help me get your band back together?
Down.
And yeah, I feel like this is where the fucking hard rock exit music would come in.
Yeah, because this is the end of the first issue.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Murder Falcon story.